Finally, they're leaving the ballroom and moving towards the balcony. Wonderful. That's so romantic. You're certain of what you saw? And the rest of your party saw it as well? The whole thing? Perfect. You've done well. Here's some coin for your trouble. Huh? And an invitation to the wedding? Fine. If you lock the door to the balcony once I join them, then we have an accord. Now, if you'll excuse me. Good evening, Sovereign. Oh my, did I startle you? I'm sorry. You were lost in your thoughts, weren't you? You're looking well tonight. Oh yes, crushed velvet looks absolutely criminal on you. Did your family put your ensemble together? I see. You were catching your breath. No wonder. You were incredible on the dance floor. I thought you'd never leave. Do I want to dance with you? Later. There will be plenty of time for that later. Actually, I'm here because I want to hear about your travels. You were gone for weeks, deep in the Adder family domain. How was it? Really? Waffles are becoming popular as a breakfast food? Gods, don't tell them it's a delicacy from their rival house. Did you see anything interesting? Oh, no need to be vague. You can't blame me for asking. You are breathtaking tonight. Any girl would be looking for an excuse to talk with you. And they are, aren't they? Rumor is you're finally looking for a bride. Oh, you're right. I don't usually make small talk, do I? I wanted to savor this a bit more. Draw it out before everything changes. After all, this is perfect. The two of us on a balcony at a ball, breathing in the scent of the flowers. It's very romantic. But I'm not a romantic. I am when it comes to you, apparently. Believe me, no one is more shocked than I am. But you're right. I'll get to the point. When you were away traveling, I heard you had a run-in with some illegal hedge necromancers. What nasty business for a noble. Oh, you fought them off. How brave. You're so quick-witted. I forgot you're handy with a sword. I see you didn't bring your sword with you tonight. You didn't bring a hidden knife with you. Oh, I was just curious. But these illegal hedge necromancers, they were on the run, yes? Being hunted down by the necromancy school and their governing body. I hear they don't always kill them. Sometimes they reform them, if they're young. Oh, you don't want to talk about it. Is it too painful? Of course. You're a terrible liar. That's what I was looking for. I can see her spine straighten in shock. You don't have time for whatever game I'm playing. Oh, what a pity. Oh no. Poor thing. The door is locked. Oh well, I really think you'll want to hear what I have to say. It concerns you. Oh, delicious. Look at you. Clenched fists, jaw tight. You already know what I know. What do I know? You hid those illegal necromancers in your carriage while they were being hunted. How naughty. That bleeding heart of yours is nothing but trouble. The necromancy school plays no games. Their governing body is elite. And the Empress adores her necromancers, doesn't she? And she needs them. The world is going to hell. Did you hear about that demon who became a paladin? I know. They say it's true. But I digress. Your arrest would be such a scandal. And your poor family, they'd be disgraced. They're depending on you, aren't they? You were widowed a few years ago, were you not? I was always so jealous of your late wife. She had you all to herself. And your mourning period is long past. The women at court look at you with such hunger. But you're mine. You've been mine for weeks and you didn't even realize. From the moment you spared those fool hedge necromancers. How? You were spotted, of course. From some merchants, I know. Unfortunately for you, they're in good standing with the court. Look at me. Look here. Look at me. This is your future. If you're going to interrupt me, I am going to grab your chin. You should be looking deeply into my eyes anyway. Blackmail? That's such a harsh word. Goodness. I love being this close to you. Blackmail is the ultimate form of control. I can make you do anything I want, and I don't have to lift a finger. There's no yelling, no blood. Do you have any idea how much violence it took for me to be this gentle? I'm very comfortable in my villainy. I can see that you understand. You get it. I don't need to overpower you. I just have to make you do something that isn't as painful as what I hold over you. It's so elegant. Much more suited to our station, don't you think? Oh, you're so serious. Relax. Take a deep breath in. Smell the blooming night jasmine. And a long breath out. Be present. Be here with me. Stay in that beautiful body. Don't get in your head. What do I want? Why, I want you. Yes, we're going to be married by next spring. Don't worry. I can cover the expense and help your family. I find it easy to be generous towards you. You make me feel like I'm going mad. You know that? I didn't know I could feel this way. You have haunted my dreams for years. The sight of you, the curve of your jaw. It's an obsession, a madness. Even if you fight me every day, I will gladly take your pain. Just as long as I get to wake up next to you. I know you've done it. I know you're like me. You've given in to the relief of destruction. You've torn yourself apart at night only to wake up healed in the morning. And you want it. You want me. Because maybe you'll learn to value yourself the way I do. It's all right. Our new life together is just beginning. Take my hand. I'll handle everything.